are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. The whole idea of this show from the very beginning was that I was inviting you to listen to music in the way that when a friend gets a new record and invites you over and says, hey, gotta check out this song, this is so great. And now I'm finding that because of our current situation and COVID-19 and everything that's keeping us all at home, I'm now literally inviting you into my home. Come down into the basement where my studio is, the mid-century man cave, and listen to this awesome music that I've discovered that I want to share with you.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. Come join the party and meet the rest. Everything's gonna be alright, so be my guest tonight. We're gonna dance to the rock and roll. We're gonna even do the stroll. We're gonna Lindy Hop and Susie Q. It's a special party just for you. I'm gonna sing my band, gonna play. I'm gonna make you queen for day. Everything's gonna be alright, so be my guest tonight.
Come on.
That's Domino at the top there with Be My Guest on the Imperial label, followed by Maxine Brown, It's My Life on ABC Paramount, and then Shelley Faber's Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, her cover of it anyway. That's on the Colpix label.
Thank you.
John Covey and the Good Timers from 1961, Come See About Me. That's on the Columbia label. The set's definitely more mellow, which is great. Sit back, relax, and listen. Followed up with Jerry Williams Jr., Baby Bunny, Sugar Honey, and I have that on a Jamaican Kala label. Finished off the whole set with Otis Redding, his cover of My Girl, which was recorded in 1965 and released on Otis Blue, but the single, the 45, didn't come out until 1972 on ATCO.
Well, hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock. Baby, it's time to rock. Well, I'm so happy I've got you here. You know it keeps me grinning from ear to ear.
Stop for a million bucks. I love you so.
Jerry Fuller started us off there with a track that he wrote called Don't Let Go from 1964. Now, back in October, I played Don Covey and the Good Timers, remember them from the last set, covering that song in 1968 on the Atlantic label. I didn't realize it was a cover until I came across this Jerry Fuller version of it. Would have come out on Challenge in the US, but I have it on the Canadian Apex label. I followed that with The Rogues, their cover of Ritchie Valens's Come On Let's Go on the Columbia label. A great beat version of a classic rock and roll track. Then finished everything off with The Rabbles, the flip side of You Come On Too Strong, which I played a few weeks ago. And if you'll recall, I talked about how they were a constant play in 1967 in Montreal. And it was this track, Golden Girl, which was the favorite for the radio. Although I prefer the flip side, it's harder. But this is quite a lovely track on the Golden World label from Montreal, the year of Expo, 1967.
Well, It takes time, it takes time, it takes time. But oh, somebody tell me now.
How much time will it
take? Oh, Lord.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Monster powerhouse Northern Soul. At the top we had Carl Holmes and the Commanders, Soul Dance number 3. That's on the hit Blackjack label. Followed that up with Edwin Starr, Time. Richard Popcorn Wiley, co-written and produced on the UK Tamla Motown label. I just finished watching a documentary called Hitsville. It's all about Motown. And it talks about how they used to have these meetings and they would vote on what records would be released and what wouldn't. So there was a mass of stuff that was never released. It was recorded and fantastic, but never released. I finished that set off with one of those tracks, which was released eventually as part of the Cellar Full of Soul rare and unreleased Motown box set. It's Earl Van Dyke, All Day, All Night. It's on the flip of Honey Bee Stop Stinging Me by the Supremes. And it's released on a 45 that has the look and feel of a UK Tamla Motown 45.
These chains of love are breaking me down. Oh, baby, so sad but so true. You're loving somebody new. I saw you yesterday. Sad satisfied, 'cause I'm not by your side. And I cry, you don't know how I cry. Oh, baby, listen to me. All right, yeah. Oh, these chains of love are breaking me down. They wanna let me find a little peace of mind. Oh, they wanna let me find somebody new. I can't get over you. Chains of love are breaking me down. What's wrong with my mind? It bothers me all the time, and now it's getting so I don't even know where to go, 'cause I'm lost, so lost without you. Oh, yes, I am.
You treat me just like dirt, and you think that it doesn't hurt. You say I look so funny every time you put me down. You say I even look funnier when I cry, but you're in for a big surprise. Whoa. about to lose your clown.
About to lose your clown.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
What you gonna say?
Yeah, without your funny man, I pick on night and day. Well, you're cheating and treating me cruel, making me your personal fool. First you build me up, and then you bring me tumbling down. You say I even look funny when I'm blue, but baby, I've got news for you. Whoa, I tell you now, you're just about to lose your clown. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
What you gonna say?
Yeah, without your funny man. You say I even look funny when I cry, but you're in for a big surprise. Hey, I'm trying to tell you now, you're just about to lose your clown. You're gonna lose your clown now. Oh, you're gonna lose me, baby.
Now
what you gonna do? What you gonna say? You know when I'm gone now, baby.
So I told you guys that I had come across a short stack of Chuck Jackson records. That was the second track, Chains of Love. That one is on the Wand label. Followed that up with the Artistics' I'll Always Love You on Brunswick. And finally, Ray Charles' Just About to Lose Your Clown on ABC Paramount.
I'm a man.
of punk, starting off with the Gentrys. I flipped over that track I played last week with I Need Love on the Sun label. After that, the Standells, Why Do You Hurt Me on the Tower label. And I finished everything off with the Strange Loves, Carolyn, real floor pounder, that's on the Bang label.
We'll be right back.
Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Do Your Thing. I had that on the Warner Brothers label. And after that, Joe Simon, track called Get Down, Get on the Floor on the Spring label, 1975. Those two tracks are a really good example of the difference between funk and disco. Joe Simon did so many great records and produced music for three decades, really, and his sound changed dramatically from R&B to soul to disco, always with his very distinct voice and sound. I'm going to leave you off now with a track from way back, 1962. They call themselves the Commandos, but it's King Curtis and Al Casey. The track's called Pony Express, and it's on the Cymbal label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.